You've been gearing up for your holiday all year. Finally, the day is here. The tickets are booked. The bags are packed. You've even picked out your outfit for the plane. And then a conversation with your travel companion kind of derails your excitement. When you arrive at your destination, you want to go out at night and have fun, but they plan to spend days by the pool and nights resting in the villa. How do you manage different expectations of your holiday? This week, we're going to take a look at the case of a fun-loving traveller who wants to meet men and go on dates when she's away, and it's annoying the friends she's on holiday with. If this is something you've battled and you have advice for our traveller, I want you to weigh in. But our professional advice giver is here. It is Life Matters resident psychologist, Christine Bagley-Jones. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. Christine, I don't know why I didn't become a professional advice giver. It's an amazing calling for you.
I absolutely love it. In fact, people wish I probably did a little bit less of it at home.
Christine, you've come to us this week with a patient's quandary. Has she said okay to you sharing this with the whole country?
She absolutely has. And we've changed just enough of the information so that she's completely protected. But she was really excited to hear that I thought that this would spark a great conversation because it's very familiar.
Okay, tell me the story.
So she went overseas with some friends, some girlfriends who she's travelled with in the past, and they're long-term in terms of their bond. And when she got overseas, she said, hey, look, I want to continue on the apps. I want to meet some guys while I'm away. And she was surprised to hear how frustrated they were with the information and how it then became another issue for her to juggle while she was away, managing their disappointments and still being able to go out and date.
What kind of response did she get from her mates?
Well, firstly, they were surprised. They were like, why do you have to do this overseas? We don't understand. And plus also, aren't you here for us? And so there was a real mismatch in terms of what they wanted to get from the trip versus what she was hoping to get. And I guess there just wasn't clarity around those expectations.
So what did she say? Why was she looking for a fling overseas?
Lots of reasons. And this is sort of, I guess, the theme that I hear. Some people, including her, want the excitement. Like, it's fun. You get to reinvent yourself. It's also a great opportunity for some personal growth because you are pressed up against different experiences. Pardon the pun.
I was like, okay, Christine.
And it helps sort of ignite ideas around your personal growth and who you are. But it's also really wonderful in terms of cultural immersion because you're seeing the city through the eyes of a local. And for her in particular, she has been avidly dating in Brisbane and not getting a lot of luck. And she wants to meet a special person. So her mind was, maybe if I expand the pond, I'll increase my chances. So her motivations were reasonable, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm putting myself in her mate's shoes. And if I was looking forward to going on holiday with my girlfriends all year, and then one of them was like, bye, I'm going to meet boys, I would be like, sorry, I thought you loved me.
Yes. And I think that's, you've hit the nail on the head. They personalize it. And a lot of things come up in terms of the friendship. Maybe she's a repeat offender in this way, or perhaps the people are having personal experiences themselves, their attachment style. If they say have an anxious attachment style, this could trigger a lot of those feelings of abandonment. There's also that case of projection. It's like, well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to a friend. I really adhere to the sisters before misters code. So when it's breached, they really feel offended because at the end of the day, they're maybe taking it more personally than they need to.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking with Christine Bagley-Jones. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. And today we are talking about a scenario that came to Christine in the real life clinic. And her patient has very kindly allowed us to air these grievances on the air nationally. I'd love to know if you've ever run into this problem in your own friendship group where you have travelled with someone and you have different expectations of what the holiday would be. Maybe you just want to chill and they want to go hiking all the time, or maybe you want to have some friendship time and they are really interested in going out and meeting potential lovers, which is the situation that Christine's patient found herself in. You can text us on 0418 226576. One person text saying, ha ha ha, I preempted this problem. I split my holiday in half. Christmas with the family and a solo holiday the week after for New Year's by myself. if you can afford that, that's great, Christine.
Oh, I love it. And she thought ahead. And you can do that. You can do a hybrid within your holidays with your mates. You can actually say, look, what do we all want to do? And at the onset, have solo time where you say, because, you know, everyone wants to do, not everyone's the same. So some people might be avid art buffs. So they want to go to every single art exhibition they can get their hands on. Someone else might want to tap all the vintage stores. So it's perfectly reasonable. I think it's just a bit more controversial when it's like the online dating field and it's fraught with all of, you know, the perceptions that we have around that and trying to decide if, you know, it feels more personal, you're rejecting me when you go do that with another person versus if you go and rummage through secondhand clothes. But everyone should be entitled to do their thing as long as it's made explicit at the onset.
So when your person was telling you this story, what kind of advice are you giving in that moment?
I think the first thing is try to understand within yourself, like, what's going on? Why do I want to do this now? Am I maybe seeking a dopamine hit or validation, and the short-term gains won't justify the long-term pain of maybe having a disconnect with my friends and make them not feel as important and miss out on that cohesion that occurs, that bonding that happens when a holiday goes well? Then I would also invite her to sit with her friends and have a frank conversation and say, what do you want? These are what I have in mind, and make sure there's alignment and clarity and everyone gets to air what they like so that you can find that balance, that everyone gets to have the holiday they desire, and don't be defensive about it and be flexible. Like, at the end of the day, if they say, look, this really hurts and we really feel it's going to weigh us down, is there another way? Then be open-minded about it.
On the text line, Dean says, as a group, ask a group in advance, what are the holiday things that are important to each person? We begin with the end in mind. Then we can factor in each of the elements into the holidays if possible. It also allows everyone to know what parts of the holidays are important to others and to accept and nurture those aspects. And Dean says, great topic. Well, Christine, I have to know, what happened? Have you had a follow-up with this person yet? Did you hear what she was able to do with her mates?
Yeah, I mean, the friendships are still intact, thank heavens, and I believe that they'll be travelling again in the future. She did meet someone.
Oh,
she did. And I won't go into the details of how it occurred, but they're still in touch.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to be in it to win it. And that's the other thing. I feel like she could have taken the whole experience from a different angle and got all of the girls involved in the project of dating. And so even though they're not interested in going out, they can, you know, want to meet with her for breakfast and hear all about how it went and get excited about the idea of her meeting her special person, which was her main goal, as well as the cultural experience. So it'd be nice if it was more of a team effort where everyone felt included, because then it could be used as a bonding tool.
So if you haven't gone on your holiday yet, this is perhaps a thing for you. What's the way into this conversation?
I think firstly, offer reassurance, like let them know that, you know, first and foremost is the friendship and the shared experience. And then within that framework, let's all talk about what we want to get out of it and make sure it is aligned with our values, both as a friend and as an individual trying to explore the world and their own identity. And then have many robust conversations, because the problem is when you're on holidays, tension is usually amplified because we don't have the creature comforts of home, other people to talk to, our own personal space, our routine. So it becomes this melting pot for stress. And I really encourage that we try to do as much of a preemptive strike before you've done the long haul flight and then realizing you're in a muddle and trying to tease it out while you're already stressed and in close quarters.
We should all be so lucky to be going on a long haul flight with our mates these holidays. But if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. Christine, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Tegan.
Resident psychologist Christine Bagley-Jones joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. Thank you for your advice as well. Anne says, best advice, go with a larger group. Hopefully you'll always find someone who likes stuff that you want to do. Stick with me here on ABC Radio National, Life Matters.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.